present the seventh episode in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. The close of our last episode spelt disaster for the little railroad. As the mail special roared over the West End in the race for the mail contract, with victory almost in sight, she is brought to a stop by an explosion ahead. A big hole in the track that will take precious hours to fix. By a miracle, a pilot train with Bill Reed aboard got through a split second before the track was blown. But what use is that? Back in the superintendent's office at Morristown, Pop Harkness listens heartbroken as the terrible news comes in.
Well, I reckon that settles it.
Oh, Pop, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Well, there's no use crying about it, I guess. You just played your hand and lost, that's all. What's the last message, anyhow?
It's from the mail special. She's held up 2 miles from Unity Siding. There's a big hole in the track ahead of her. They say it will take 3 hours to fix a temporary track.
Well, it ain't a bit of use, I guess. What's the news from the pilot?
Well, just what I told you. They just got through before the track was blown, and they're away beyond Colville. The operator at Colville says they went through their flying.
That old 1010 is sure making the run of her life. I just wish she had the mail cars. We'd be sitting pretty right now.
But listen, what's the use of that pilot train now? If only they'd stopped when they knew the track was blown, they could have backed up and taken the mail off the special.
It ain't much use figuring what they might have done, Carrie.
But what good can they do going through without the mail?
Yeah, it sure does look kind of funny.
It isn't funny at all. It just shows that Bill Reed is a coward. I always told you he was a double-crosser.
Now, see here. You got no right to say that, Carrie.
You don't mean to tell me that you still trust him after what's happened today.
Well, I sure do.
What?
I guess I'm kind of old-fashioned, but once I start trusting anybody, it takes a whole lot of proof to make me think different. Looks as though we've lost out on that mail contract, but maybe we'll find out that Bill did the best he could.
Well, I hope you're right, Pop. Well, not that it makes any difference.
No, guess don't make much difference, but maybe I'd oughter looked into Bill's plans a little closer and checked up more. I guess I'm getting old, Carrie.
Oh, Pop, don't say that. Please forgive me for going on like I did. It's only that, oh, that it means so much to you and all the Green Valley folks.
Sure, they always trusted me, and I reckon this here thing won't be easy to explain. I guess Jacob Reed back in Chicago is having a pretty good laugh to himself over this.
Probably very proud of that smart son of his. There they go. That's the report from the pilot passing Westchester. They'll soon be in Sewell Junction.
Gosh mighty, what a run that 1010 is making. They bust all records on this road. But I sure would like to know what young Bill's idea is.
And a fine lot of use it is running wild with an empty train.
Well, we just got to wait and see.
What's the use of being through these mountains like this? They got the main station. It's picked up for the main contract. What you would have gone through with an empty train?
You got your orders, haven't you?
Yes, I know.
Well, fill her up. I got to send it home. 1010 could travel.
I'm sure she can on a fair track. But with all these curves in the mountains, we're taking chances of this. And we're two better than 50 right now.
I suppose you're getting old and nervous. That's why they put you on the yard engine, I guess.
Old and nervous, is it? Listen, young fella. If it wasn't that I had this engine to run, I'd show you whether I'm old and nervous.
Oh, is that so?
Well, let's have a little speed. Charge speed, you Martin.
Sure, that's what I said.
Well, by the jumping Moses, I give it you. Hang on to your hat now, me boy. It shouldn't give up a ride you're going to take.
Spam,
you ain't gone crazy, have you?
How can I know him, Spider?
Well, but listen. They got the mail train stopped back there. What's the use of running like this? We could back up and get that mail. We still can make
it. Chance. I'm running this, Spider. You keep that steam going. I know what I'm doing.
Well, of course, it ain't my business. But we're ahead of time now.
That doesn't matter. There's nothing moving between here and Sewell Junction. We've a clear track. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Give me the speed, he said. If we take that black mountain curve at this speed, we'll be talking to St. Peter in a couple of minutes.
Come on with you, Spider. Quit your blathering and spare that engine. Born on Nautilus. Come on, baby.
We have gone the speed that they want.
And a boy, McGee.
But I'm a son of a gun. I've been in some tough spots in me time, but I never rode with a couple of lunatics before.
What's the matter, Spider? Can't you stand it?
I can stand it if you can.
Here, turn off that.
that injector.
I'll
You're drowning her, you are. I'll give you the heat catcher.
Holy cats, look at that speed, will you? Thank the Lord we'll soon be out of the mountain.
Mickey!
Who's that?
Hey, what's going wrong?
What is it?
Hey, what's going wrong? Cut off that speed, catcher.
That's
all. Let me get the tent for the minute.
Okay, Brennan. I'm running this. Get back in the caboose and take it easy. That's fast enough, Mickey.
Oh, is that so? Is it scared you're getting?
Why, no. It's all right with me, but...
But, say, the tendon will take the speed you're asking for. And I'm going to give it to you. If it's going to blend and we are, we might as well go in a hurry.
Hey, look out there.
What's wrong now?
There's a bunch of men ahead of the field yonder. Looks like they've got guns. They're on the engineer side. Hey, look out, Mickey. Keep down. They're shooting at the cab.
Shooting, is it? Well, what's the odds? I meant it went off to glory one way or another.
Gosh, I wonder
why. They got...
Hey, quick, Butter. They've got Mickey. Hop over and grab the bottle.
I'll take him.
That's okay, friend. Hey, is he hurt bad? I don't know. Watch your engine.
That's okay. I got her.
But not for Mickey, friend.
Sure, but what about firing this engine?
That's okay for a minute or two. And the hurry-head hook's coming over the car. He must have hurt the joke. He'll handle the shovel.
How are you, Mickey?
I'm all right. Can't that engine go?
Okay, Mickey. He's not badly hurt, Tyler. It's just a light wound in the shoulder. Knocked him sick for a minute.
Hey, can you pick him up?
Sure.
What's wrong? Somebody hurt?
Yeah, hop down here. Look after him. Let's poke this engine.
Okay. I tell you, I'm all right. Sure, it's nothing. Put that seat under me head.
Here it is.
Now that's fine. Sure, it's a fine. Fine to watch Spider McGee trying to run an engine.
Ah, mister. You think you're the only guy that can handle a proper, don't you?
Look at the elegant old fireman we have. Well, come on now. Spade at me, boy. Look at the gauge dropping, will you?
Oh, shut your trap, McGee. We've got plenty of steam.
Hey, look at him. He's piling up the coal against the door. Flip your shovel and spade her out.
Okay, Mickey! How's that?
Sure, you're not doing so bad. Or maybe it's because I'm used to a bonfire.
Oh, is that so?
Hey, Slim, what is it, Spider? What do you reckon that fellow will shoot at us for?
We ain't the mail special.
Wait till we get to Jewel Junction. You'll get the answer.
Gosh, I don't care in this business at all.
How far is the Jewel from here?
About 15 miles. The level track now all the way.
That's fine. I'm glad we're clear of those mountains.
Oh, I'm thinking I had you scared after all.
Well, Mickey, I'll admit you didn't have me going for a while. You sure made a great run.
I'll say so. If only we had got that mail. Say, Slim, you don't seem to be worrying, man. Do you realize you lost out on that mail contract? What's old Pop going to say?
Leave that to me, Spider. What time is it?
That's 9:17. 11 miles to go. We're hitting 72 now. You better less than 8 minutes.
I wonder where the CK and W mail special is.
Oh, mister. After that run we made through the mountains, I'll gamble we beat her in the Sewell by a full 90 minutes. Gosh, if we only had that mail.
No use worrying about that now, Spider. I'm glad we made that run, Mo. Just to give an idea of what we can do.
Oh, yeah. What a rush. If I live to be 90, I'll never forget that trip.
That goes for me, too.
I'll be strong for the semaphore pretty soon. There's Sewell Junction ahead. Where do we go now?
You head on the line, back down the passing track. I'll drop off and explore the switch. I've got to see somebody.
Okay.
All clear, Spider. The board's down.
Hey, Gary, I'm getting better.
How are you feeling?
I'm getting better every minute.
Fine. Lucky they didn't get you in the worst place.
Too bad they didn't get him through the head instead of knocking the skin off his shoulders.
Yeah, that's all. And I suppose you think they'd be setting you up in my place.
Okay, Slim. Get ready to hit the grip. Here you are.
Okay, Spider. Go ahead. I'll see you at the depot.
Sure. Hey, have them get a doctor for me.
Right, Spider. I'll do that. Sure, that's my name. Well, glad to meet you.
All right. We heard you were... Well, we knew that you were coming in. I'm Miss Parker. I just dropped down to find out when you expect to get those mail coaches through.
Couldn't tell you. Personally, I don't care if they never come through.
Sure. It's a mighty tough break for you, Mr. Reed. We're all betting on you, too. I'm mighty sorry you lost out.
Hold on a minute. Where's the opposition train?
You mean the CK and W mail special? He'll be in here about 11:17, I guess.
Then that means that the Green Valley has won the race for that mail contract by an hour and 50 minutes.
What? Say, wait a minute, Woodard. Don't get you.
No? See that engine, two boxcars, and caboose just backing in down there?
Sure. The train came in on.
The mail you gave us at Glassfell this morning is in those two boxcars.
Holy mackerel, you mean that?
Well, you can take a look. Guess you know your own mail.
I'll be darned. Why, but where did you transfer it?
We shipped that mail back at Morristown, at Hilltop Friday.
You what? Then you had no right to do that. Get the agreement.
Have you a copy of the agreement?
Why, sure.
So have I. Look at Clause 7.
What? Clause 7?
All right. Clause 7 says that if the equipment on the mail cars is in bad order, the carrying company has the right to transfer mail to any other cars of any description that are available.
Sure, I
will. Wait a minute. This morning when we started that mail run, you gave us two of the loudest old mail cars in the country.
Well, yes, I know. They weren't very good, but something slipped up.
Sure, I know what slipped up. We got a hot box in the front mail car this morning at Dexter. Then when we got to where we changed engines, there was another blazer in the same car. Too bad to run with. Also, we found the air equipment out of business on the other car. As the responsible official present, I ordered that mail transferred, and here it is. Well, now, how about it, Williams?
Well, in that case, I guess you will.
I'll say we do.
Hey, listen, Slim. Is that right? We got that mail in them bus cars?
Of course. You suppose I'd come tearing through the mountains with an empty train?
Well, I'm a son of a gun. So we beat them.
Sure we beat them. How's Mickey?
Okay. Here he is. Says that's right, that we're what you're telling me. That we had the man with us. Sure, right in them boxcars. Holy hallelujah. So I'm the engineer that pulled the mail, and I didn't know it.
Bill Reed wins the first trick in the fight with the CK&W. By quick thinking, he has outwitted his father's men. May we suggest that you listen for the next episode in The Green Valley Line.